Today's show is sponsored by Mall Santas. Want a photo of your little kid crying their head off? Take them to see a Mall Santa.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. There we go. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Welcome to our show.
Now, pay close attention.
Because
it's that time of the year again.
What time of year is that?
That special time of year.
It's the holidays, baby.
Taking time out for family.
For our company's gift giving.
Oh, so that's what that is.
Figure out who's naughty and who's nice.
You gonna get cold for Christmas?
My cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Is it about to begin?
Showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello.
Wow, how does that even work? Well, you simply enable the skill. You have to do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello.
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And it's our 24/7, 365 channel. It plays really, really cool modern alternative, new music first, vintage tracks, indie tracks. It's really, really a very special radio channel. So check it out, radio434.com. And our show, The Mike Show, is the morning show, mid-morning. Between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday, on Radio 434. You can get our podcast. Now, we take the live show, and we repack each one of those segments into a full-length podcast. It's full-length and anatomically correct. Yeah. So, you can listen on demand anytime. Our new episode drops around noon or so each day, Monday through Friday. And you can listen on the Alexa device just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will.
Hello!
You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll get the link to the podcast. And we're on Facebook Live as a video simulcast at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. I think we covered everything. Yep. Let's go home. Good night, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. Monday edition, snowy. Yet again, it's kind of unprecedented lately in our region to have back-to-back snows so early in the season. But, I mean, you know, with climate change and everything else, who knows? But there was a time, Tab remembers, because she grew up here. And and she said that there, you know, there was a time when there was always snow. It always snowed. And then, you know, things kind of shifted a little bit, and we got a little bit more of a warmer climb here, I guess. But yeah, so snow, everybody's off of school again. Many, many offices are closed for the day, but we're powering through. If you have to power through as well, stay tuned. Because we're going to talk with Len Stevens from VDOT again. This is, again, unprecedented to have Len on two shows in a row. But, you know, with the weather conditions and the road conditions, we want to get an update from VDOT. I know, of course, we've got your five random facts. We're going to get smart and we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And we're going to talk December things, holiday traditions. Do you have big plans this month? Well, we've got a list. This is not our top list, but we've got 20 things that are, well, they're things that you would do during December and during the holidays. And if you do everything on this list, you're a holiday psycho, okay? I said a holiday psycho. Yeah. But then we've got our top list. Top holiday traditions that we secretly hate. All right? Yeah, that's all in the way. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, holiday traditions and our top list. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Here are some alternative activities you may prefer over attending your office Christmas party. Try giving yourself a paper cut on your eyelid, followed by a few drops of lemon juice. It's less painful than the gift exchange. Option 2. Stepping on a Lego barefoot in the dark. 3. Spend the evening assembling IKEA furniture without instructions. Whatever you choose, trust me, it'll still be better than Becky from accounting forcing everyone into a conga line.
How is Becky from accounting? Anyway, hi, it's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the program, Monday snowy edition. All right, so this is like perfect, though, because this is perfect weather to talk about holiday traditions and things that you would do in December anyway. We've got a list here. This is not our official top list, but we have that coming up, so stay tuned. Somebody polled over 1,000 Americans and asked how many December things they're planning to do this month. So here is the list. Do we want to do this from the bottom up? You betcha. That's the way I like to do it. All right, so I'm going to ding some of these off. We have 20 of them, okay? And number 20 is make a snow angel. Ordinarily, we would be making mud angels, but we can do that today. Build a gingerbread house. Already done. Number 19. That was 17% of those surveyed said that. 16% said they'd make a snow angel. Kiss someone under their mistletoe.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Hey, let me help you with that.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. 20% said that. Came in at number 18. Build a snowman. We already built. They were tiny snowmen, but we built a whole bunch of them. Maddie did that on Friday on our last snow event. 21% said they would do that. Secret Santa, 23% at number 16. Attend a holiday concert or play. Already did that. 23% said that. That was number 15 on the list. Display a nativity scene. We have some in our house. Tab, of course, zombified them. But nonetheless, there is a nativity scene in our house. Attend a religious service. 37% of those said that they would do that. Wear holiday pajamas. 37% said they would do that. Tab got me the exact same holiday jammers. Well, not the exact same, but like, well, yeah, they are the exact same. Except for some reason, Tab tends to think that I'm like maybe really fat or something. And she got me one size too big. So, I mean, they've got the drawstring. I guess I can pull it really hard. send a holiday card. Number 11 on the list, 41%. Donate to charity. Very, very important. It is the giving season. And if you want to learn more about where or who you could volunteer with, look for sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And if you type into the search function, just keywords of something, you know, maybe that if you're looking for a nonprofit that aligns with your ideals and values, if you're looking for, you know, food insecurity, for example, and you want to donate to organizations that help with that, then type that in, sharegreaterlynchburg.org. I didn't mean to make this a commercial, but if you're going to donate to charity, also check out unitedwaycv.org, the United Way of Central Virginia as well. They raise funds for 24 partner agencies and help fund about 25 or so programs. I think I might have flip-flopped those numbers, but anyway. Number 9 on the list, cracking the top 10, go to at least one holiday party. Yeah, we will either do that or host that. Bake cookies. Haven't done that yet. I don't know. Maddie and her papa might have, but we have not in our household. Put the lights up. The lights have been up since, I think, what was it, Labor Day or something? Decorate a tree. Yeah, that was Labor Day. Drink hot chocolate. I can't, but the kiddos do. Exchange presents with someone. Of course we're going to do that. That's 70% of those surveyed said that. Go look at the lights. Oh, I had the graphic up and it just sat there. I'm sorry. Go look at the lights. 70%. We just went down to the Bluff Walk and checked out the lights. We're going to go check out Illuminites as well right after Christmas. Watch a holiday movie. We've been watching holiday movies nonstop. 72%. That's number 2 on the list. And listen to holiday music. It's hard to avoid, so you'll probably hear it no matter what. 75% of us will intentionally put some on this month. Another 8% said maybe. 16% will do everything they can to avoid it. Tab had a really, really good playlist that we listened to for part of the way driving up to Connecticut this past Thanksgiving. So, and of course, you know, Black Friday shopping, we had to have it. And we did events that we had. Anyway, that brings us to our top list. With this survey saying that 75% of us will listen to Christmas music this month, 66% will decorate a tree, and 0% will do anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top holiday traditions we secretly hate. Yep. All right, here we go. Number 1. Caroling. Singing at some rando's door isn't a way to spread Christmas cheer. It's a way to get shot. Yep. Top holiday traditions we secretly hate. That song about mommy kissing Santa Claus. Don't ruin my holidays just because your mom's a hoe. Top holiday traditions we secretly hate. Hanging lights on your house. Now, you could avoid all of this completely if you just copied your redneck neighbor and never took them down. Top holiday traditions we secretly hate. Mall Santas. It's confusing for kids when we constantly tell them to avoid strangers. Then suddenly, hey, go sit on that old dude's lap. That old dude's lap. Yeah, the old dude's lap. There we go. And then he's shouting, ho. Top holiday traditions we secretly hate. Gingerbread houses. You're poor shaming those that can only afford gingerbread apartments. And top holiday traditions we secretly hate. Rudolph, a deer with a light bulb for a nose, is a genetic freak and should be studied in a lab. No, just kidding. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing. Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's pretend to be a time traveler day, which is easy these days when people wish they lived in a different time. Netflix has agreed to buy Warner Brothers for $82.7 billion. They also offered to buy Peacock for $82. An 11-foot RoboCop statue was unveiled in Detroit. This just in, an 11-foot RoboCop statue was just stolen in Detroit. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 topped the weekend box office. It's about a haunted version of Chuck E. Cheese that's almost as scary as going to a non-haunted Chuck E. Cheese. And Scarlett Johansson may have a role in The Batman 2. She'll play a new Batman villain called Cougar Woman. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really happy you could join us. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at a very, very snowy river scene, the fountain going. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. But they've updated the snow, snowfall totals for today. And as Len Stevens mentioned, now, if you're listening to the live show, you've already heard Len Stevens. If you're listening to the podcast, Len will be joining us in just a few. But as we heard from Len, this is going to be a longer snow event. So the crews will have much more time to get on top of things and take care of it. And you know, it's not all going to come down in one fell swoop, but. 3 to 6 inches now predicted for our region. And as mentioned, we'll check in with Nobody. Coming up, we are going to get smart, though. We've got 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't free clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say... I mean, they're bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go, number one. In the English language, four is the only number whose meaning is equivalent to the amount of letters in its name. Number two, 53% of the flags in the world have blue in them. Number three, NBC created its peacock logo in 1956 because peacocks are multicolored. RCA owned NBC at the time and thought a multicolored logo might inspire people to buy color TVs. And this is what they played before a show was going on the air that aired in color.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Yeah, it is. Number four. If you don't include Super Bowls, the biggest delivery day in Domino's Pizza history is the day of the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase in June of 1994. And then number five, approximately 6,600 people worldwide die every hour. Good Lord. 6,600 people worldwide die every hour, while 16,720 are born. With those numbers, the world population grows by more than 10,000 people every hour. Let's get some music in here to celebrate that. It's 10,000 people an hour. And then number five. Oh, that was number five. Okay, well then that's your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
The Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us on the Snowy Monday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent? The one where you made fun of his new haircut?
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4. 3. 4.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. And Len Stevens yet again. Two shows in a row. Who'd have thunk it? We're becoming the bestest of buds.
Well, we've had two events in a row.
Yeah, we have. And this early in the season, we were talking a little bit off air. This early in the season, even before officially winter begins, kind of cool in a way, but let's pump the brakes a little bit, no pun intended, and see what this means for our area roadways today. So, Len, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, it is a little unusual to get this much in the way of wintry weather this early, but that's what we're dealing with, and that's what we like to say about the weather around here in Virginia, where we get all four seasons, is if you don't like it now, just wait. It'll change.
Hey, but Len, I don't mean to startle you, but you have something bubbling up in the background there. There's something cooking.
You know what? You know what? Nothing's on fire. Okay. That's putting a little mist into the air. Oh. I should have thought of that before I got out here. In the wintertime, the air gets a little dry. You want me to turn that off real quick?
No. Take two. Yeah, I'm totally fine. I just didn't want to startle you and see, you know, flames erupting in the background or anything.
What if I had turned around and yelled fire and then got off the phone? That would have really freaked you out, huh?
I would have been calling Melissa saying, "Oh my God, something's happened." No, I wouldn't.
Go get your husband. See, yeah. He's doing something wrong.
Yeah, he's doing something. All right, take two.
Okay, well, yes, so we do have did you want to start this or do you want me to?
No, we're still rolling. We're just going to leave all the outtakes in.
Okay.
That's the way we do it.
Yeah. Well, here we go again. Yeah. Or here we snow again. You know, this is our second event and we are at it again. And our crews got in some areas around midnight, some of them a little bit later in the day, depending on what the forecast showed as to how this was going to shake out. But we are monitoring the roads very closely. It was right around maybe 6 here in Lynchburg that it switched over from kind of a rain to more of a snow event. And our crews are out. We were not able to pre-treat for this one because it started as rain. No. So that can sometimes be an issue. But right now, at least, road surface temperatures are warm enough. And the snow still seems to be mostly melting on contact. We are starting to get some buildup, some stickiness to the snow on the roads in the northern and western parts of our district, which would be Amherst County, higher elevations, Nelson County as well. And so our crews are out and we are working 12-hour shifts and we will continue until the job is done.
All right. So right now, and I drove in this morning opting not to walk because our roads were relatively fine. They were just not even slushy. And downtown had things on top of it. And personally, I was just lazy, so I decided to drive two blocks. What can we expect throughout the day? They've upgraded the snowfall totals to a possibility of 3 to 6 inches in our area. What's that going to mean for area travel a little bit later on today?
It's just really important for everybody to be weather aware, to know what's going on out there, know road conditions. We like to push the 511 app, which can give you real-time information, help you decide when to travel if you must. If you're not comfortable driving in this, it's best to stay off the roads. We tend to have the crashes pick up quite a bit when we have a storm like this. So far today, knock on wood, we're good. We have not had really anything. And so we're very thankful for that. But as the day goes on, this event is coming in later than the one on Friday. And then also, it's going to last longer. I mean, the bulk of this should start to taper off around mid-afternoon, but we could still have some remnants of this, some snow falling, continuing to fall, even into maybe 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. So what we like as snow pushers, we do like it when it's a longer storm event with a very steady snowfall and a lower amount per hour that goes on throughout the day. That gives us time for our trucks to make those loops in their runs and get the snow off the roads. That's a lot better than having, you know, the nightmare scenario of this really, really, really heavy downfall of snow in a short period of time, because it's going everywhere and it just takes you a long time to catch up at that point.
Yep. So crews are out. They're doing their jobs. Everything seems to look good. And, caution driving and be weather aware. Good takeaway.
Yeah, we do have our plows out there, and our plow tracker is up right now. If you give me a second here, I can show you. You go to it's plows.v.virginia.gov.
All right.
And a map will pop up, and you will see little icons on the map showing the actual trucks. And
nice.
It is real-time information as to where they are. So you can get a sense of where we are plowing and maybe when they're going to get into your neighborhood. And so that's a nice little tool to have.
Oh, I'm going to check that out. And we'll pop that up on the screen from time to time as well. Let folks know what's going on. Well, Len, from VDOT, thank you so much for joining us again. We cherish every moment with you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me. The feeling is mutual, and we want everybody to just be safe out there.
All right, Len, thank you so much. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. We'll go directly to viral videos. A guy made a supercut of what it's like when your college freshman cousin comes to visit for a big family holiday dinner.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yo, what's going on?
Good to see you. Hey, I don't smell like anything, do I?
All right, good, thanks.
I got good city stuff. So, hi, Grandma, hi. All right, guess I'm getting lit on boxed wine. Honestly, I literally don't even understand how people get hangovers. It's just like, bro, what are you doing? Aunt Jess, you ever do shots? Dude, I'm honestly not even capping right now. I don't even chase shots. There's no way Grandma Lois has ping pong balls, right? I'm not choking down dry turkey and talking about Roblox again this year. I'll give you wheat, or I'll let you hit my pen. All right, we're coming. They just called us for dinner. Oh, yo, do you have any Adderall?
All right. Now listen to this. Here's a viral video that a mom posted after she captured audio of her young son singing in the shower. His original song has a very catchy hook.
Wiener, my wiener's in the rain.
Now, she captioned it. The video is only a shot of the shower curtain. She captioned it with, "Welcome to Boy Mom Life." All right. From wieners in the rain to butter-dipped ice cream cones, a regional grocery store chain, Stu Leonard's, recently hit TikTok, dipping a soft-serve vanilla ice cream cone into melted butter. Here's their CEO, Stu Leonard Jr., doing the influencing.
We melted some butter right here. I'm gonna dip this in our butter. Ooh, this is trending on TikTok. Then we're gonna put a little kosher salt on top of it.
Nice.
Here we go. I'm gonna give that the final taste. Butter, ice cream, and salt. Mmm. Wow. Not approved by my doctor.
Yeah, probably not. All right. Let's skip that. Skip that. We did that. Skip that. We're going to comedian already? All right, we are. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's Caleb Elliott on being strapped for cash around the holidays.
I just got out of a pretty bad relationship. It was hard because I was broke and she had a lot of money. You know, she's very well off. I miss her. I miss her a lot. No, I had to be smooth, though. Even though I was broke, I had to be smooth. I had to be clever. I figured it out. Like, one day for our first Christmas, right? I was like, hey, baby, every year for Christmas, I like to do bigger and better things. I like to outdo myself. You know what I'm saying? If I get you a car one year, I'm going to get you a bus the next year because I like going to that next level. So, baby, for this first year, I'm not going to get you anything because... Because I got to build, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to build.
Okay, all right. It's your audio vault. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and determinedly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside, but make eye contact. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupid, if that's even humanly possible, with your stupid criminals in the news. But we have good news for you as well. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Yep. All right, here it is. A guy in Ohio is facing charges after he used the drive-thru at his local bank and accidentally deposited drugs. I said he,
No!
Yeah, it happened in a small town, in the small town of Woodsfield. It's about 2 hours east of Columbus near the West by God, Virginia border. 46-year-old Jason Smith was using the bank's air tube system last Wednesday, dropped a small baggie of meth in the canister. The bank called it in. Police tracked Jason down, searched his car and found more drugs. No word yet on exactly what charges he's facing. Let's see his... Wow, good Lord. I looked at his mugshot. And then there's this. A new report looked at stealing at self-checkout machines. 27% of people admit to taking an item without scanning it on purpose. And surprisingly, the ones most likely to do it are not poor. 40% of people with a household income of $100,000 or more admit that they've stolen something at least once. That drops to 27% for households making $50,000 to $99,000, and just 17% of people making less than $50,000 say they have. This was self-reported, so maybe rich people are just more honest about their dishonesty, and they didn't distinguish between people who admitted to having done it more than once or twice and people who actually do it habitually. Also, men, 38% are more likely to cheat, self-checkout than women at 16%. Millennials, 41%. Gen Zers, 37% are more likely to admit to it than Gen Xers, 27% or 24% rather, and Boomers, just 2%. Parents with children in the home, 44% were far more likely to do it than adults with children. Adults with adult children, 7% of adults without children was 19%. So why are people risking a shoplifting rap over a few bucks? The thieves were given 10 options. The most common rationale was they're having trouble affording things they need these days due to the current financial climate. Prices increased due to tariffs was the second most common answer, followed by prices feel unfair. I view self-checkout as unpaid work, so taking small items feels like compensation. Stores are large and profitable. The harm feels minimal. And, quote, there's a low chance of being caught. Other excuses down the list. 17% of people say they feel stealing is justified because there are long lines. 14% say they're justified because they have been falsely accused of stealing in the past. All right, I've used plenty of self-checkout. I've never stolen anything. Absolutely, positively not. Not even when I was down and out in Beverly Hills. I have been, and this is mostly at one particular grocery store in up in Boonesboro. I think their machines profile. Quite frankly, I think they do, because I have more than one time it has like flagged me and stopped the process, and some person had to come over and check my bag and look through stuff, and I found that to be very, very annoying, because I'm like an uber honest person when it comes to that kind of stuff, and I absolutely positively will not take something. Well, I just want to get through the damn checkout line, and I don't want to wait in line, and so et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just it is, and it's not every that grocery chain is all over the area, and it's only the one up in Boonesboro. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do we have another one? Do we have another story? Sorry about the rant. We do have good news. We'll get to that. But is there... I thought we had another... Oh, here we go. A Baltimore County fire employee is being investigated for allegedly loving himself in public. I'm assuming it's a dude. So let's take two. A Baltimore County fire employee is being investigated for allegedly loving themselves in public spaces at multiple firehouses. I said they're loving themselves.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I guess. And
nice beaver. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
There are a couple councilmen, David Marks and Julian Jones, on the allegation. Here are a couple councilmen talking about the allegations they found out about from firefighters and paramedics.
They obviously are very concerned about their own public health and safety. I've been on the council for 15 years. This is probably the most disturbing series of allegations I've ever heard.
I've never heard of anything like this. And I've dealt with more personnel issues, more problems than you can imagine. And nothing bizarre and as grotesque as this.
All right. They initiated hazmat cleaning of things like lockers and...
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
...kitchens, bunk rooms. All the ice machines were replaced. Huh? The employee is not named. The investigation continues. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Where's the good news? There it is. Listen to this lady on TikTok. Lady that thrifted an ugly-looking piggy bank. Take two. Good God. Listen to this lady on TikTok that thrifted an ugly-looking piggy bank and gets a pleasant surprise.
Why would you buy that hideous piggy bank
for $10.99? Listen. It sounds like there's something in it. And when I was in the store, I opened it up. I see all these plastic baggies in there, but I didn't want to open it in the store. What? They're like tied together. No freaking way. I'm like shaking right now. That's not plastic. It's wads of money. There's more in there. Oh my God. God.
Here's all the money. It's $2,028.
Holy crap. Wow. And that is the good news. Now, I wonder, would she try and track down the original owner? I don't know. But anyway, that's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by, or she should donate it to the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.